All right, let's get going for Tuesday, February 10th, 2026. City Council meeting is called to order. Invocation by Pastor Houston Britt from Oasis Church, followed by a pledge. Thank you, Pastor.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right, everyone, let's bow our heads and let's talk to the Lord together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this night. Thank you so much for all your blessings. Lord, every day there's blessings. And Lord, I just want to come before you now and ask you to please bless the City Council meeting. God, we thank you for our leaders in our community. We thank you for our community. And Lord, we just pray that everything that we discuss tonight, everything that is discussed here, Lord, honors you. And I pray that you would just give everybody wisdom to make decisions that glorify your holy name, Jesus. Lord, we love you. We give you all praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers.
Here.
Councilmember Robertson.
Here.
Councilmember Harrelson.
Here.
Councilmember Stewart.
Here.
Councilmember Johnson.
Here.
Mayor Kenney.
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda with one additional item. That item is an approval of a restaurant retail liquor license application for Wharf Restaurant Group, LLC for Yoho Rum and Tacos at 4851 Wharf Parkway, space D132.
Second. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Consideration of our previous minutes from 1-20-26. There are no objections. The reading of minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. The minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements?
Gun range will be open this Saturday from 9 to 1.
I think boys basketball is playing championship area tonight at 6 o'clock. We have field trials. Mm-hmm. A lot of departments recognized down here in South Alabama. I got to go out to the Sportsplex and watch some warm up and do some trial runs today. It's pretty impressive. No, I did not. I stayed in the vehicle when they put the sleeve and started walking towards me. I said, no, just back away.
I would pay good money for that to see that.
So you should raise donations for Councilman Silver's to wear
the sleeves.
Yeah, that's right. I have double sleeves.
And a taser next.
And a taser next. Exactly right.
Mr. Stewart, is there a charge for the gun range?
There is not. They will always accept a donation, but there will be plenty of people. They'll meet you at any level that you are. If you're a beginner, a novice, or a professional, you will be welcome.
Yeah, those trainers out there are excellent.
They are very, very good at what they do.
Whether you be female or male.
And, of course, we have the oversight of our
Mr. Jackson, one of them over there. He does a great job.
And Mayor, with Mardi Gras coming up, I want everyone to know that Saturday, the Mystics Parade will be going the opposite direction that it normally goes. It'll go from Publix west towards the lodge. So it'll end around Powerline Road right before Village of Tannen. Mm-hmm. So we've been sharing that on social media and everywhere. But I want everyone to be aware that it's going from east to west. But then the Fat Tuesday Parade at 2 p.m. will be the same route as always, going from Gulf State Park to the Publix.
Remind me to ask you about portlets.
Okay.
Because I won't remember if you don't remind me, okay? It's a big issue.
They have been ordered and will be placed on Thursday.
We had a request for another location. So, see if we can get another one. There's one, I think they're down in front of Walmart, right? And there's a large group that congregate there. In front of Rouse's.
There'll
be one there? Okay.
Okay.
Then I'm a hero. It was my idea.
Thank you for letting me know.
Make sure. That's
right. Angela, you're talking about a station of them there, not just one single in front of Walmart, right?
After 30 years, you have figured this thing out, haven't you?
It's taken a long time.
That's what my wife says. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Angela.
And congratulations to the Lady Makos, 4A state champions. So.
Area champions.
Area champions, sorry. Champion. Pardon me. Yeah. Baby state champions.
Yeah.
Hey, great job.
And the cheerleaders who received their rings last night, too. So.
Good job.
All right, moving to auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interests and SWIFT supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
All in favor? Any discussion? All in favor?
Abstain.
Aye.
Aye.
We're struggling.
Anybody opposed? All right, motion carries. Moving to miscellaneous, approval of special events retail liquor license application for events concessions, Wharf Parkway, boat show.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Approval of restaurant retail liquor license application, Wharf Group LLC, Yoho Rum and Tacos, Wharf Parkway.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the annual bid for roll-off container services, BCC Waste Solutions, for unit pricing.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the annual bid for dumpster services to BCC Waste Solutions, per unit pricing.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid for 3 UTVs to the fire department, Daphne Motorsports, $61,245.57.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid for flashover simulator for the fire department, fire training structures, $124,971.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution amending the fee schedule for the Orange Beach Senior Center, Canal Road.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase vehicle of the fire department, state bid, $58,999.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing sole source purchase diffuser sleeves, Parkson Corporation, $37,896.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a vehicle for Sportsplex, state bid, $48,724.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Ordinances. First reading, ordinance amending Chapter 2, Article 5, Division 4, Code of Ordinance, City of Orange Beach, updates Board of Zoning Adjustment Appeals process.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Robertson?
Yes.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Robertson?
Yes.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Motion carries. Do you hear a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Do I have a second? Do I have a second?
Yeah.
Second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we are adjourned. Call the committee of the whole for Tuesday, February 10th, 2026 to order. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Robertson?
Here.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Here.
Councilmember Stewart?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Mayor Kennedy?
Here. Consideration of previous minutes for the regular council meeting, committee hole 2-3-26 will be moved forward for review. Unfinished business, discuss school board appointment. So we do have 5 names.
Yeah, we received them today. We've got their resumes, 5 resumes. So
okay.
We need to set up interviews, I think.
Yeah, the names that were shortlisted by the school board in alphabetical order are Stephen Lewis, Ryan Long, Carrie Morris, Clay Tyndall, and Mallory Wilkins.
Trying to relay what they were thinking is hard to do, but a lot of qualified folks. It was a difficult decision to narrow it to five. And I think they wanted to convey they thought they did the best they could do, but there were so many more that would have probably or could have easily made the list.
I agree.
So,
yes. I agree.
So we are going to do something innovative that may be the first, if y'all agree. We're going to let all of you tune in via Zoom or something of that nature with muted mics and view the interviews. The interviews will, every interviewee will answer the same questions. There will be no follow-up questions. And so it will be equally administered across the board. We can come up with the questions. I'm going to have administration throw in some questions. And then we'll come together on, if you know, we may use all of them. We'll just see how many we have and what it looks like. So is that a good process for y'all? It's really the only process where everybody gets to listen at one time without violating a Sunshine Open Meetings Act. Otherwise,
well,
we'd have to split it.
Well, it would be considered a workshop.
Yeah, is this just information
consider it
only?
A workshop.
Yeah. But there's no participation by any of us. There's no deliberation.
Workshops are open meetings.
Right.
Okay, well, you are participating in a quorum.
No, in
via audio. Via Zoom?
Your audio will be mute. So you will listen to the applicant answer the questions.
Exactly.
And that's all.
Oh, okay.
But there will be no follow-up questions by me because that or whoever administers the questions because we want everybody to be equally interviewed.
So there would be no quorum present and no interaction, no deliberation, no discussion.
We can just do it off our cell phone if we're... I thought we were going to do just in-person interviews.
Yeah, that's what I was under the assumption that we're doing in-person interviews.
Well, we can do them, but our HR policy, everyone has to be equally interviewed. So we can't have different people asking different follow-up questions of different interviews because then it may or may not be.
What's the purpose of an interview if you can't do follow-up questions?
Well, but you may have a follow-up question for X, and Ginger may have one for Y, and it's just that's the HR policy that we have here at the city. Am I correct?
Michelle may want to speak to that. It's a standard accepted procedure to ask uniform questions, most of which are kind of open-ended, let them answer, hear their answers, and that sort of thing. That way, that is the most uniform method of getting fair interviews across everyone, especially in any event where there are different times of day or different interviewers. That way, everybody has the same chance to answer the same questions.
Yeah, they're going to answer the same question, but they're not going to answer them the same exact ways, which could lead to questions. So,
We will do it whatever way y'all want.
Well, we don't have to decide that tonight either.
Yeah, but I prefer to follow the standardized HR methodology so that there's no question as to bias.
Well, how do you go about interviewing the chief? If we were looking for a fire chief or police chief, how does that work with the council?
So normally,
since I'm just now on air,
well, we haven't done that since we have a new HR person. So I would defer to her again to tell us how.
Normally there would be a smaller committee of council members, not the whole council.
Thank you.
We are in need of help there, Michelle.
But I think in this scenario, everyone wants to hear.
Exactly.
Yeah. Generally,
say that again.
Normally, it's a small select committee of council members. It wouldn't be a quorum. It would be like three or less. And then the others would trust the feedback from those smaller committee. But because in this scenario, I think all more council members want to hear directly, that's why this is the only way when there's a quorum.
Hmm.
So this is the standard way used across where?
So Michelle Bugis, Human Resources Director. Generally speaking, when we interview for an employee, we would have questions that we create in advance of the interview. Mm-hmm. And we ask those same questions of every single person that we interview so that we eliminate bias and discrimination. However, as long as a follow-up question is specifically related to the original question, you can dig a little deeper. So let me give you a for example. If we said, you know, give me your experience with, give me your experience as an accountant.
Yeah.
And the person said, well, I was an accountant 10 years ago. You could follow up and say, well, have you had any recent accounting experience? Those are the relevant follow-up questions that you can make. But what you can't do is go rogue and ask something that's completely different from
when you worked for this firm 5 years ago, were you removed or you can't ask questions like that. Right.
So you could.
Is this school board member a city employee?
They are not.
Okay. Are they paid?
Not by the city, no.
Okay.
No.
So
We're not dealing with an employee.
So let's look at a scenario. If we're going to go that route, then you're going to have at least each applicant will be interviewed at least twice.
That's
right.
It would be three times.
Three times. So if me and someone else interviews, we hear the questions, we don't ask a follow-up, or we ask this follow-up, y'all don't hear any of those answers. If you do that, I don't hear any of the answers to y'all's questions. That's not a fair way to do it, because I want to hear everything said across the board. So that's why we came up with this methodology, because everybody hears the same thing. And then you don't take out, one group takes out one impression, another takes out another impression, and then we start talking about what question. It just seems unseemly to me. But
yeah, well,
I understand your point, but it ain't the old days when you could do that kind of stuff. It's a new era, and that's just the way it is. I
mean, so if they're not employees, you can't ask them anything else that didn't.
So to clarify, there's nothing to do with them being employees. Mm-hmm. They are not employees,
absolutely not.
And we are not tied to any sort of method. This is just a commonly accepted standard method that is recognized for producing mm-hmm. fair results.
So what
that's
would be
why
a,
we
what
said
would be a
here's a good way to do it.
Recognize avenue to take. What would be another option besides this?
Obviously, it's very different from employment. So I want to make sure that we're clear on that. So you're not interviewing for employees. But I think that what you would want to do, you know, in any situation where you're seeking the most qualified individual to serve a role, you would want to create a level of fairness and equity among
absolutely
the process. And a part of that fairness and equity would be to create open-ended questions that could get to the bottom of the answers you're looking for. So you don't want to create yes and no questions, because everybody's going to just answer yes or no. But if you want to have them expand upon their experience, you create questions that are open-ended enough that they are able to expand on their experience. Does that make sense?
What would be another option? That was my question.
Another option to interview them?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how you would interview somebody without having questions that they could answer.
So it'd either be three different interviews. And Mayor, I think what could happen is any follow-up could be noted. Because again, I'd want to know what your follow-ups are, and you want to know what anybody else's was. So, I mean, I think there's a way that we can make that happen. But
well, I want to see them. I want to see the body language. I don't want somebody conveying to me an answer to a question that I didn't hear or didn't see. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's fairness.
So that way everybody can see.
Do what?
I mean,
well, the school board got to five candidates, right? How did they do it?
I do not know. I was not a part of the process.
That's what I wanted to do. I'm just wondering how good an interview, I mean, why have an interview if there's a lot of questions you can't ask? I'm going to give you an example. Just say that one of the five, which I'm sure is not the case, but one of the five was charged with child abuse at one time 10 years ago. You can't ask about that.
You can ask anything you want.
I didn't think you could ask anything you want.
No, no. So she's just saying the standard method for interviewing is to keep it uniform across every candidate, so everybody gets the same questions. So, for example, each of you submit a list of questions you want to be asked, and then every candidate gets the same questions asked. So you don't veer off down a path with one of them and start asking 25 other questions to one that another one doesn't get asked. But if you want to, you
if
can.
If you want to ask a question
again,
specifically about criminal history, you can.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you got to ask the same question to every candidate then.
But why wouldn't you ask the same question?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Why would I? I mean, you've got to be uniform. I'm saying if we know that Ms. Smith abused her child 10 years ago, I don't want to ask every candidate, did you abuse your child? When we know one of them did. I don't know. I'm out there. Listen, I don't even need to be there. I would like to see a couple of council members there, and I could watch it on video, and I'd be fine with that.
Okay.
And just do one interview, I'd be fine with that. But I guess I misunderstood you on what questions could be asked. But I would hate to see someone go through three interviews. I don't think that's right as well.
Well, I was just under the impression that we were doing interviews and we would be able to be present and ask questions. And I don't understand the point of having an interview if they're just filming themselves answering the same questions.
We just select one.
We can
five.
Just select from the resumes if, yep. at that point.
Resumes speak for themselves.
If we could all be in the room together and give an interview like most corporations do, that'd be a different story.
Mm-hmm.
But the fly in the ointment is we can't all be there at the same time. That's what makes this difficult.
Because there's going to be a final decision coming out of that meeting eventually.
That's
right?
Well,
yeah,
how how would the school board appoint a high level position in the school, like a principal or vice principal? I mean, how would they do the interviews? Are they not subject to the same laws?
We did what we did is we did three different interview modes. If there was we split it up so we didn't have a quorum.
Okay. Well, I mean,
the old fashioned way. And I think it's a great idea to video them. That way, if there are any questions, that everyone could see the response. There were different questions. Because, again, not everybody's going to answer the same questions the same way. So, you know. So I guess we can ponder that.
You should.
Once again, I'm fine with a couple of council members that were able to do follow-up questions and me watch it online. I have no problem with that. I'd just like to see a couple of council people there that would, or somebody there that would have follow-up questions.
I mean, that's fine too if there's, but we'd have to agree on who y'all would want to select to do that.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that. My main goal is I just want to make sure that it's equitable across the board, no bias, and that we all get to see every answer to every question.
I agree.
So I'll go along with anything that I'm only one vote, but I'll go along with anything that will accomplish that. So, okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Michelle, thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, yeah. Anything else y'all want to talk about? All right.
Ready to get her done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what's the next step?
And please understand, I'm not trying to keep anybody in any way. We're just trying our best to make sure we, you know, from
right.
any kind of perspective in today's world, just trying to be able to defend our action and our process.
Ford, you had a comment.
Well, I was just trying to figure out, so at this point, do we want to just bring it back to the committee of the whole on March 2nd?
That's totally up to you guys.
Or whatever, March.
Unless y'all want to finish the discussion tonight and come up with a plan. It's up to y'all.
I like the idea of videoing them.
And having in person?
Well, videoing the three groups so that you can see the back and forth, the responses to the different answers to the different questions. And that way, everybody gets to see how they reacted, you know, and their body language and everything else. So
are you saying, like, have an interview with certain council members present and then the others watching with their audio and video muted?
Yeah,
well,
that's what I
mean. That could be an option. Or we all get to sit in an interview like we did on the original when we did school, superintendent, for example. We had three different groups, I believe, and they would come in. We couldn't be in the same room at the same time. We had to be very careful that, you know, our times were staggered so we didn't run into one another and all that. Somebody went from 8 to 9, somebody else went from 9:30 to 10:30, then somebody went from 11 to 12, something like that.
But yeah, that would be 15 interviews you would have to watch. So
what do you think about a couple of council members just doing everything and just have it all at once and the rest of us watch? In case there's a follow-up question.
I'm good. Like, I'm good with that, Jack.
I could do that.
I'm good.
I think that'd be the easiest thing, wouldn't it? That'd be just one interview then?
And
we could watch it online?
You just have to select the people you want in there, and it would be a maximum of 3 people.
Yeah.
So we'll put Ginger and Robert in there, okay?
Voluntold.
Good deal.
Sure.
I'm good with this. Jack, I'm going to come in here and watch that screen. You're going to come and watch that screen. And Jerry, you watch that screen.
Delegate.
Mayor,
actually, that works.
There. Yeah.
Well, actually, that works, buddy.
Yeah. Every now and then, you really do come out of this
problem solved.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
That's why he's got all that gray hair, all that wild.
You raise a flag. We're saluting it.
You got it from you, right, Pam?
would that work, Jamie?
Yes.
And it'd be a whole lot easier on candidates as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just in case someone had a follow-up question. I'm not saying going there and beating someone to death. But,
I don't, yeah.
But that's why I'd like to see it happen.
When you're talking about a follow-up question, now watching would not be interacting. So the three that are watching would not be allowing follow-up questions.
Correct. It'd be the
people that are there. Yes.
Correct.
I get Ford to take the question in hand and run down the hallway and,
no
and,
texting.
And throw it in there and run back.
No texting.
That's what I'm talking about.
What we can do, though, is everybody can submit questions.
You hear what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody submit questions.
And then we'll all review the questions. And then we can have a discussion about the questions and possible follow-ups or some, you know. The question can then become multifaceted if we all look at them ahead of time, if we need to be.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
I agree. So,
I'm good with that.
Okay. I just want to make sure, and I'm depending on you, it doesn't break the sunshine law. And I know you will.
So to be clear, Ginger, Robert, and Mayor interviewing, other three watching in council chambers, no video, no recorded video.
No
recording.
Right.
Okay. And you know, I know we've talked about this a lot, but it's a very important position here.
But we could hear the questions right from
here. Yeah, we're
going to have that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jack.
No, I'm sorry.
I don't want to say no again. I'm real close to it, though. Go ahead.
No, I forgot what I was saying now. I'm old.
Let me crank you up a little bit.
Well, good.
Is everybody happy?
What were you saying?
I can't remember.
I think that's good. I didn't think about that. So that's a great,
good?
That's a great option.
Let's get it done.
Okay.
All right. From an operational standpoint, do y'all want to send questions to me? I'll collect them, and then a timetable on that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then obviously I can communicate with the applicants and yourselves to set up a time. So I just need to know kind of timetable of what you're looking at so we can accomplish that for you guys.
I'm trying to think if we're going to do it before the parade on Fat Tuesday or afterwards.
Probably after.
Yeah,
you need time to submit questions.
Yeah.
And then time to
We got a week to submit questions. Is that enough, council members?
I don't
submit questions.
I think that's plenty.
I don't think after the parade is a good idea, though.
2 weeks or 1 week?
2 weeks, 1 week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's plenty of time.
I don't think that's it. Ain't no telling what kind of questions we'd have after the parade. So,
that's where I was going.
We would be down that rabbit hole real quick.
That might be entertaining. Yeah.
Yeah. You cannot wear your Mardi Gras hat during that.
That's right.
All right. So I'll work on an email to everybody, setting a deadline for probably next week, next Friday for questions, and then we can follow up and figure out times that work and get that going.
Sounds great.
We're good.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Jamie.
All right.
Renee. Okay.
Thank y'all.
And thanks again, Michelle,
for coming up with something that works. All right. Appoint voting delegate for the Alabama League of Municipalities annual convention in Montgomery, April 28th through May 1st.
I am willing to go.
Oh, good. Thank God.
Council members?
I agree. Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry.
Jerry.
Hello, grandchildren. So, in the past, Mr. Jerry Johnson has served in this capacity, and
yes.
It's been great.
Good.
Oh, he does a much better job than me. I'd much rather him be there. Absolutely.
Well, I have no problem in nominating Jerry. And we'll,
good, I'm glad.
We'll do it. Thank you, Jerry,
for
your willingness to serve.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you.
Good seat over in, you know.
Garden club request for Art Center. I know there had been some questions about that. And what we've done in the past, to qualify, you had to be an Orange Beach organization, and the money raised had to go to something in Orange Beach. So a charity such as American Cancer, American Heart would not qualify because the money doesn't stay in Orange Beach. Mm-hmm. It could be any group, it could be a school group, it could be any group raising money. If we saw fit, that's sort of the parameters.
Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm.
But we have told some local organizations like Mardi Gras, and some of the council members have brought up a good point that, sorry, we can't, even though that they do donate back to a function within our city. So we're just talking amongst ourselves a little bit about whatever, just covering the costs. I know that this young lady has sent us what we charge, and that's one thing, but we're going to have staff cost for setting up and breaking down and cleaning up. So that was,
yeah.
This is not a fundraiser. Yes, ma'am, you're correct. It's a membership drive.
It's just an annual meeting, correct?
Annual meeting, like a membership drive or something like that? Then?
I think it's a regular meeting.
Regular meeting? Yeah. Okay. So the game day and salad day, that is a fundraiser.
Correct.
Huge fundraiser, and it stays here. So yes. Just wanted to clarify.
Yes,
so I threw it out there.
You are right.
So are you saying then there should be a charge just for the setup and the breakdown, but not of the facility?
We have told other groups know that we cannot let you use it for free, okay? And they will be standing in line if you do. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
I'd like to let them have it, okay, and cover the cost. But we're sitting.
Bad.
Don't we hear Jack? Go ahead, Jack.
Your hair looks good.
Jack?
So if it's a
cost.
I mean, yeah, and I have no problem with that at all.
They're using the event center at no cost. We get that.
Yeah.
And that money's going to come back to these organizations in here.
If they were having a fundraiser right there at that facility, I'd say 100% yes. If the money went to Orange Beach like it usually does, but it's not a fundraiser they're having. So I think they should cover the cost of setting the chairs out or whatever they need and give them everything else. I mean, they've been good to the city. They've done a lot of things for the city.
Mm-hmm.
But you will have every other group wanting to do the same thing as well.
Yeah, and what we do for one, we have to do for another.
And to clarify on this, and Desi, correct me if I'm wrong, but they're requesting a use while we can account for time and we can determine that rate. There is not an established rate for that because they're asking for use during business hours, which we don't offer, mm-hmm. and use of some equipment that we normally do not offer, I think tables and chairs and whatnot, that we don't normally offer for rental groups. So this is not something that's available to anyone else.
So if they went to the community center, what would be the charge?
If they went to the community center, there are some members that are part of the community center association, so the charge would be
$80.
But they would be responsible for setup and tearing.
Okay. I mean, y'all tell me. It doesn't matter to me. I mean, I do think there's a lot of organizations that would want to hold a lot of meetings.
Correct.
At the Art Center, and it might become
becoming
overwhelming.
It,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah, you know? I agree.
So
it is an art center.
But we need to.
We've done National Day of Prayer, and that's right.
That's a total city thing.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so what would be your guesstimated cost to them?
They've not clarified to me exactly how long in the hours. I know the number of people, 55, a day. I can get an estimate.
Are you still looking at $300 to $500, I would think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's hundreds of dollars, so, yeah.
Okay.
I'm good with $300 to $500.
Yeah.
Going on what Desi just said.
I thought there was like thousands of dollars worth of fees. Am I mistaken for the tent and all of that?
The tent is a standard rental, $2,500. No, sorry,
$3,800. They want a tent? Are they going to set it up?
No, it's already up. They're asking for all of that.
Oh, they're pushing their luck now. Come on, come on. God almighty.
The tent is up already.
Yeah, no, you can't. Why don't you just send them to me to begin with? We wouldn't be sitting there having this discussion.
We don't take the tent down.
Tent is up, ready to roll.
Tent stays in there. It stays up. The tent stays up all the time. We don't take it down, put it back up.
And we don't have it rented out that day, during the day. I don't have a problem with that.
If the tent is already set up and there's no labor involved, and it shouldn't, I wouldn't have a problem with them. But again, you know, what precedence does it set?
All right, let me rewind what I just said, and y'all make sure y'all don't tell Annette and all the rest of them I said that. So
hold on.
So now I'm back. All right. So the tent is set up, but you got to set table and chairs up. Outside, under the tent.
And that's why I'm saying three.
During business hours. Okay, I want to get the what the request is, because I'm confused.
Desi's done a good job of training certain people. I mean, I have put down and stood up the furniture out there a lot of times. And so it don't take a whole lot.
And it's the middle of May.
Not for 50 people either.
And I keep forgetting we have our own tent now. Yeah. I'm so used to that rental tent.
It's a rental.
Yeah.
We rent it $2,500 a week. That's our cost. It's not our tent.
It's not our tent.
We rent it.
Okay. Well, let's make that known.
Right. The tent costs the city $2,500 per week. We rent that tent.
We don't own it. So
we do not.
A cost of what per year?
$7,000.
Yeah. And so if another group came in and wanted to have an event there, there would be a cost for the tent rental, even though
the point of the tent is to make money.
Correct. Right. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Why is it we don't own the tent?
Because the tent structure is not what we looked at building it. If everybody remembers, it was
a very long story.
We went through a year's worth of back and forth of do we build a pavilion or not, and this is what council at the time finally landed.
Jerry, Tony, and I said no.
Okay,
it's our fault.
Yeah.
Now we got a tent.
But this was.
I want a tent that's paid for.
Well, I think we agreed on a tent for a short period of time until
it's not up all year.
So yeah,
the cost of the original structure.
Yeah.
Might have been voted for.
You would have voted for the tent.
True, true.
Yeah.
Well,
true.
And you said we pay how much a month for the tent?
$2,500 a week.
$2,500 a what? A week. That's what we're paying right now a week for this tent.
It's $78,000 a year.
How much?
$78,000 a year.
I think we could find a tent for a couple of that for $150 or something.
Well, Walmart's got them for $10.
Yeah. So I'm late to the game. I'm asking a lot of questions.
A good budget conversation for this next year would be to revisit the permanent structure on that.
Sounds
that
like
campus.
A wonderful idea.
Let me give you the background real quick.
Okay.
It is $78,000 a year.
Yeah.
But it pays for itself very quickly with the weddings that rent it at 25.
That was my next question. Yeah. What's the revenue we have off the
It so pays for itself.
Okay. Oh, I'm happy now.
Yeah. The reason we went for the tent was that we were going to build a permanent structure, but the cost went through the roof.
Okay.
Way beyond what we expected.
Yeah, and what was happening was every wedding was renting their own tent for more than what they're paying us and tearing up the sod in the back, and it was causing a huge problem as far as setup time, takedown time, and it made sense for the city to be the one to put up the tent.
If it's not costing us anything, I'm happy.
Okay. All right, give me an answer. What's the answer already, James?
I can't make that decision. It is an ask that is not available to the public. It's during business hours.
And we don't have fees set. So you would have to pass fees.
You would have to ask for fees?
You would have to
Well, it would just be in your resolution. What you want to allow, we'll put in the resolution.
What are y'all's thoughts? where are we at on this?
I'm struggling to find, again, if this were the game day luncheon where there's a clear public purpose and the whole entire community is involved, I would be all for that. I'm struggling to find the public purpose in a membership only meeting with 50 people. That's my thoughts.
And I don't disagree. What do we, what would we want, would we be okay if we charged them?
If you can't, if there's not a public purpose, you cannot give any consideration.
But we rent it up. Oh, you're talking about as far as a discount?
Correct.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. Everybody's feeling the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Boy, we're in trouble.
So if it was after hours and they wanted to use the gallery and not the tent, and we could accommodate that, they would just pay cost of our labor for people on staff after hours and help the tent and bring down some cost back in there.
No, not if council can't find a public purpose.
You've got to find a public purpose. That's
for
the
any
law.
Sort of benefit.
Yeah,
what if it is during hours?
No, if it's not public purpose, then that means we can't give anything.
Yeah. Going to be there with
they could rent.
Right.
Yeah. It's above my pay grade. Y'all figure it out. So I
figured out the school board meeting deal.
So the issue being is the ethics law dictates what public facilities can be used for. That's the issue here.
Right.
For those that didn't like we're just being mean, it's that there's a set of ethics that we have to follow when we allow anybody to rent or use public facilities. So.
And so let's go back to what Desi emailed us, the cost or the charges are going to be upwards of $5,000?
Well, what's being said now is, I'm sorry, Jeff, you're right.
For
keep going, keep going.
$2,500.
Our cost is $2,500 and to the public has been $3,800
plus setup, and you had a whole list of things. So. Oh, it is?
They don't know how to use our stuff outside. They just bring their own.
Okay.
But except for the few things we've done for city events, we take our stuff outside.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So the bottom line is there is no public benefit. So there is no discount.
Right.
So.
By law.
Yeah.
And once again, if they were doing a fundraiser or something for the city,
yeah.
That'd be fine.
Be a different story, yeah.
Okay. Right.
And that's why we do what we do game day.
Right. No public.
It's your goal.
So we're not being mean.
Right.
It's just this is the way it's laid out in Montgomery. So go ahead.
I'm ready to talk about the zoo. So
okay.
I'm just up here.
Okay, there you go. So it's $3,500.
So what the zoo want?
Well, y'all can finish. Going
Let's finish the garden ladies
yeah.
first.
Yeah, that's right.
Y'all
it's $3,500 is what
first.
We're saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We'd have to charge okay. them. Like we'd just charge anyone else. Yeah.
Well, it would not be allowed during staff hours because that's not an option for rental. So if they were to hold it after hours, then we could charge them the regular event rental fee.
Okay. Well, I don't think they're going
to
pay $3,500.
So
I think it's
around.
A mute point at this point.
Yeah.
I think the discussion is more for us knowing what the parameters are for the future. And
yes, sir.
And why the answers are yes or no.
So. Right.
Real quick, Mr. Mayor, you mentioned earlier something about the community center. Or the,
it's $80.
Is that a possibility for them?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
It certainly is.
Okay.
During any hours, they just pay a fee.
Yes.
All day and midnight.
Yeah, it's a very, very, very fair.
Yeah,
it really is. Yeah. And Angela Murray, it's a very, very fair fee, isn't it? Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
And,
yeah, good.
Listen, and the mayor and the council members are all donate $20 and cover their cost of that $80. Okay.
We can have that discussion with them.
That's an olive branch, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Y'all good? Thank you.
Is it tax deductible?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got $20. What do I look like?
I'm covered.
Look like I work at Swift Supply or something?
We'll repay you on Tuesday.
Yeah. All right, your turn.
All right.
Ford.
All right, the request from the zoo, this is an annual thing that we've done for several years. We've been giving them $50,000 a year. It helps support over 280 animals. This includes the lions that have now reached full adulthood and two critically endangered red wolves. And so this just question to you guys if that's something you want to continue to do.
It's something I want to continue to do, and I really appreciate what the zoo does for our employees. Okay?
Yes.
You want to mention what they do for the employees? Because there's a
so they, purpose. They hold several events where we're a main sponsor, and then also have a zoo day for employees and their families and some other benefits.
That's a little
as well.
Perk for our employees.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I support it also. Right. I think it's a good think it's a good thing.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll move that forward.
Jack.
I'm good with it.
Yeah. Thank you.
The lease options for the finance building. So we had gone out and gotten some initial quotes to get the building refurbished, and I just want to make sure that council is on board for us looking at a lease structure with a medical group. Obviously, the goal would be for that lease structure to pay for the renovations on the building. Mm-hmm. If we're good with that, then what we would do is go ahead and start bringing you ideas on that lease structure, but then go ahead and on the next agenda moving forward with the renovation or the quotes for the renovation, I believe.
RFQs, RFPs for possibly medical. Are we still talking about Alton Health? Who are we talking about?
Yeah, we would. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that was something we had discussion to say, executive session.
Okay.
I don't think we want discuss any kind of this deal right now.
That's a real estate transaction.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But the lease agreement would be based, the numbers would be based on the amount of square footage that we end up with the building.
That's right.
Correct.
So, but the goal is that it would pay for itself.
I'm ready to move forward with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know everybody, we get asked about the old finance building all the time. So that's definitely one of those things we want to get rolling.
Well, I talked to Margaret Friday. She's very excited about the opportunity for Baldwin Health.
Okay. All right.
That's good.
Oh. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody good with that?
Thank you, Ford.
Yes.
Okie doke. Resolution retiring police K-9 Sadie. Authorizing the mayor to execute the documents to transfer ownership to Officer Brendan Giles.
Can I speak on that?
You can.
Is this the part where I say my name and who I am?
Yeah.
Okay. We don't care about your address, okay?
Fair enough. Trey Johnson, Chief Police. I wanted this on the last agenda, but I did not make it to it because I would like it to be finalized prior to this Thursday where we are having our banquet. Sadie has competed in the USPCA Region 1 Trials and taken overall champion year 23, 24, and 25. We hope she does the same thing again this year. But we would like to ceremoniously retire her with Officer Giles at the banquet on Thursday if there are no issues with that. The formalities can be done at a later date, but if you know, you see it on social media, but also we would love for y'all to be there as she has represented our city very, very well with what she's doing.
How young is Sadie?
She will be 12 on March 14th. So she doesn't know she's 12. She thinks she's 3.
Right.
She still wants to play. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great thing.
Yes. Retiring Sadie is a good thing, and keeping them with the trainers is even better. But Brendan can't retire yet, tell him I said.
No. He's got like 40 years left.
He's
good. Where will it be, Trent?
Sir?
Where will that be?
The banquet will be at 10:30 at the Art Center.
At the Art Center. Okay.
Yes, sir. And I believe they're cooking somewhere like 100 steaks and 40 or 50 chicken breasts. So come out, eat, and witness that. We would greatly appreciate it.
That's this Thursday?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
And you mentioned you saw a little bit of the demonstration. They are doing their public demonstration tomorrow night at the football stadium. So that should be very, very interesting. And I think council members that want to wear the sleeve to raise money for the USPCA would be
I already got my two today. I picked them up. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Oh, good.
Thank you. Yes.
So that's the public purpose. Gotcha. Thank you, Desi.
Thank you, Desi.
It's okay, Pam.
Get that?
Where's the banquet going to be? What do you say? Where's it going to be, G?
The banquet will be at the Art Center.
Art Center. Okay.
Demo will be at the high school. Stage.
Gotcha. Okay. Resolution authorizing execution of purchase agreement. Gulf Coast K-9, police K-9, the amount of $12,000. Is that the replacement?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
Resolution authorizing the purchase of vehicle emergency equipment, police department. State bid $63,351.40. Mm-hmm. Emergency lighting. Resolution authorizing execution of a service agreement with Motorola Solutions, GIS Managed Services Police Department, $88,822.19. Resolution authorizing the execution of a software service agreement with Tranquility, AI-powered evidence analysis, $39,999.68. Resolution authorizing the franchise for Jolla Transportation Operator Taxi, City of Orange Beach. Resolution authorizing execution change order, Harris Contracting Services for sidewalk repairs, fencing, minor additional site work adjacent to pickleball courts, $36,431. Resolution authorizing the purchase of an LED lighting for the tennis courts through Sourcewell Musco Sports, $139,900. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a vehicle for sewer department through state bid, $48,639. Resolution authorizing the execution of a contract for law enforcement services of Baldwin County. Anybody got anything on that?
The LED lighting at the tennis courts again. Did we not just replace?
No, we did not. So we had issues with the lights when we built the facility, and they've been bent since Hurricane Sally.
Yeah.
And still had issues. So this is hopefully finally fixing the issue.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
I thought we did something right after Sally. We must have talked about
it. We resurfaced them when?
Yeah.
That's coming too.
Yeah.
They're due to be resurfaced.
You sat down real quick before I could ask about the resurfacing. Didn't you?
Yeah.
Later meeting. Budgeted.
Great. Okay.
Anybody got any comments, thoughts, questions, anything you'd like to talk about? Okay. If not, we're going to go into executive session. Purchase, sale, exchange, lease, market value of real property. You want to give your little
spot? There's no reason needed, but we will need a motion in a second.
Okay. You don't have to do your thing?
Not for legal purposes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You want a motion to go into executive session?
Motion to go into executive session.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. We will not reconvene. Okay, is that correct?
Hey, thanks everybody. Happy Mardi Gras.